From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. With just 2 weeks until the primary election, a new poll shows John Huntsman Jr. has edged ahead in the Republican race for governor. The poll conducted by Dan Jones and Associates for the Salt Lake Chamber shows the former governor has 35% support among likely Republican voters. Meanwhile, 33% of prospective voters said they favor Spencer Cox. But with a margin of error around 4%, it means they're essentially tied. Huntsman and Cox will meet in a debate tonight at 7, along with candidates Greg Hughes and Thomas Wright, who are polling at 10 and 5% respectively. Utah has now had more than 14,900 confirmed cases of COVID-19. That's according to new numbers released today by the state's Department of Health. Officials announced two new deaths today. Both were men living in Salt Lake County and were hospitalized at the time of their death. The growth rate for new cases in the Bear River Health District, which covers the state's northernmost counties, has somewhat leveled off in the past few days. An outbreak at a meatpacking facility recently caused a major spike in the area. Places like higher education institutions and public schools might receive immunity from COVID-19-related claims. A legislative interim committee voted today to consider a bill during this week's special session that would clarify that government-owned entities can receive immunity from lawsuits. The bill's sponsor, Republican Senator Kirk Cullimore, says this will offer places more assurance in reopening.
This was definitely a preemptive bill back in May. I think it's proven to be effective as businesses have gone back to business and reopened.
The bill would protect certain places from typical negligence claims, but they could still be liable for willful and reckless misconduct. Governor Gary Herbert called the Utah legislature into a special session starting Thursday morning. It's the third special session this year. Lawmakers will consider a wide range of proposals, from adjusting the budget to COVID-19 data privacy changes and police reform. They must balance the budget by June 30th, and plummeting tax revenues connected to the pandemic mean legislators must cut up to $1.3 billion. The session will be held virtually in order to maintain social distancing. The Utah legislature is taking steps to ban police officers from using chokeholds or kneeling on someone's neck as a form of restraint. KUER's Sonia Hudson reports on a bill passed unanimously in a legislative committee today.
The bill prohibits law enforcement training that teaches chokeholds as a valid form of restraint. Officers could still use them in a situation where lethal force is allowed. It also bans police from restraining someone by kneeling on their neck. The proposal comes after weeks of protests following the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, where a police officer knelt on his neck for nearly 9 minutes. Democratic Representative Sandra Hollins, Utah's only Black lawmaker, is sponsoring the bill.
It's very important legislation for the communities that I serve. I know a lot of people, when that video came out with Mr. Floyd, their eyes were open. My eyes as a Black woman living in this state has been open for years.
Republican Senator Daniel Thatcher says he wants the bill to go further.
There's a world of difference between a chokehold done by an untrained, unqualified person and a carotid restraint done by someone who is specifically and expertly trained in its application.
The bill is set to be considered during a special session later this week. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
This week's Supreme Court ruling protecting the LGBTQ community from employment discrimination will end the patchwork of laws in our region. But as the Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck found, the fight isn't over yet.
States like Colorado and Nevada already have employment protections across the board, but Montana only has partial protections, and Wyoming doesn't have any. Sarah Burlingame is a Wyoming legislator who heads LGBTQ advocacy group Wyoming Equality. Burlingame says this is one of the rare times her highly libertarian state has left a decision to the feds.
It's always interesting when Wyoming has decided to defer to the federal government. Like, that's not our default. But my, you know, colleagues have said, well, you know, when we get a ruling from the Supreme Court or, you know, when it becomes clear, well, yesterday we got it.
So this next legislative session, she wants Wyoming to pass its own law. Overall, national advocacy groups say this week's ruling is a win, but there's more to be done, including protections for LGBTQ and everything from loans to health care. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.